Back with you in hour number two of Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is our Father's Day weekend show, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. All of our listeners, you guys out there, challenge us for a better mobile app, and we responded with the all-new Yahoo Sports Radio app available now for your iOS or Android device. Just search Yahoo Sports Radio in Google Play or the App Store and download the new app from Gal Media. You can stream us live on the go or listen to the podcast at your convenience, all from one app. And if you don't have an iOS or Android device, no worries. You can listen on most smart devices by going to streamysr.com. We're going to pick up where we left off, talking with our very own in-studio, in-person, Andy Pondillo with our MLB news and notes. In our first segment, we were highlighting the Houston Astros, where they are at this point as the month of June is quickly wrapping up. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about Ryan Braun, the trade scenarios. Where do you see him ending up?
This is going to be a crazy trade if this happens at the trade deadline. It really doesn't even have to happen at the trade deadline. 4 years left on the deal. They can wait to the offseason. The Brewers don't have to unload Ryan Braun right now. But with the great year that he's having, the injury history that he has, his value could go up or down really quickly. So I think this is the moment that they want to try and get him off the roster when his value is high. There's a lot of teams in on this. It seems like the Giants were the talk of the week, but it also seems like that's going to be a hard trade to make. The Cubs, you've heard their name. You've heard the Dodgers. You've heard the Nationals. You've heard a lot of National League teams. I think half the league is going to be in on this deal. And Ryan Braun, ultimately, with that no trade clause, might get to decide where he wants to go at the end of the day. If I were a betting man, I think the Cubs are going to double down. They're going to go for everything this year and try to make an in-division trade for him.
Okay, so how has Ryan Braun become the hottest name in the market?
Well, Ryan Braun was the guy for a while. When he came up, he was the Bryce Harper. He was the Mike Trout. And now you see him as a 32-year-old. You don't think of him that way. The steroids thing happened. The injuries with his thumb, a recurring injury that he can't quite seem to 100% get over. So he's gone from being the guy to being a very good player and a very consistent player when it comes to on-base percentage, comes to hitting 20-plus home runs a year, driving in 85 runs. A player that I think, for what they're paying him, $20-plus million a year, that's what these types of players cost now. So Braun has gotten to this point by just steady production. This is a good position for him to be in. He's given everything he could give to the city of Milwaukee. The steroid thing, that was an ugly time for him. He's gotten past it. His teammates embrace him. He's a good clubhouse guy. I think this is the point of the time of his career where he needs to go out and try and win that World Series and maybe not be the guy anymore, but be a guy that could be a big contributor to winning that World Series.
The Milwaukee Brewers superstar Ryan Braun, we're talking about him tonight right here at YSR with our very own Andy Pondillo, our weekly MLB news and notes. And yeah, you just mentioned $20 million a year. A franchise and organization that's not afraid to roll out some cold cash is the Dodgers. That might be an ideal target and landing spot for him.
Yeah, and I believe that that's on the list of his teams he can accept a trade to or can't block a trade. So I could be wrong, but it seems like Braun does like the West Coast allure, so that definitely helps the Dodgers. The thing with the Dodgers is as good as they've been in recent years, they've spent a lot of money. You wonder, where does all this money go? What is this the best that all of this cash could buy? After losing Zach Greinke, this team hasn't been the same. The offense, while it can have its moments, well, there's definitely talent in that offense. It just doesn't wow me. Yasiel Puig, it just hasn't worked out like a lot of people would have liked him to be that top-tier player. And moving Ryan Braun over there, I often wonder, is this a situation to where they're going to depend on Braun to be the guy in that lineup? And if they are, if they can't protect him properly, I don't know if that's his best destination right now. I think the Giants are a far superior team in 2016. That doesn't mean the Dodgers can't get back in this race because they obviously do have talent. They have the ultimate ace in the hole with Clayton Kershaw, which almost feels like an automatic win every fifth day.
Oh, you bet. And of course, earlier you had mentioned the Cubs. They could go for it completely after Ryan Braun. But what about San Francisco?
San Francisco, I've been reading that deal is going to be pretty difficult to get done, but I wouldn't put it past them. They've made a lot of moves in their World Series years. It seems like they've always made some sort of deadline move, some sort of midseason move to elevate their teams and give them the depth necessary. One of the best ones they made was the Marco Scudero trade in the 2012 year. This would definitely unify that Giants lineup, and a lot of times people think of the Giants as a team that is pitching first, offense second, and probably still is the case. yet, but this isn't the old Giants. This is a good offense. This is a good place to be. Once Hunter Pence comes back from his injury, you would have Buster Posey, you'd have Ryan Braun, you have Hunter Pence in that lineup. You'd have accomplished hitters that could get the job done. I really like the Giants this year, and putting Braun on that team should elevate him, especially batting around a guy like Posey, who could carry a team when he's doing everything right.
Well, it's interesting, too, with us being here in Houston, there's been a little bit of a buzz and some rumors, perhaps, that the Astros might be linked as well.
Yeah, Astros were linked as one of the teams that were supposedly interested, and it's kind of funny because Braun is one of the ultimate Astro killers, so to see him hitting at Minute Maid Park, that would be pretty bizarre. But if there is a team that needs him desperately, that would be the Astros, because it's not so much that they don't have great hitters in their lineup. We've talked about that. It's the depth. They just lack so much depth in this order to put a guy and pair him with Carlos Correa, or bat him in front of Carlos Correa, bat him behind Jose Altuve. Braun would be an ideal fit for the top of the order of the Astros. And really, if you're talking about a team where he could really blossom with his run production numbers, I think that would either be the Cubs or the Astros, because they have such top-heavy players that once you pair a good player with them, it just elevates everybody's game.
I always love listening to Andy Pondillo. You can check him out, AstroChat975.com. And here we are, 3 weeks, less than 1 month away from the All-Star festivities. When you look and step back, you know, how the season has played out up to this point, what team has surprised you, Andy?
Orioles have been a bit of a surprise to me, and really even Red Sox. That whole AL East has been quite quirky this year, but the Orioles, I didn't like their pitching at all coming into this year. Pitching's done enough, and our offense has been spectacular. Manny Machado, to me, is a dark horse MVP candidate. He's done everything you could ask for, play third base, play shortstop. Then the Red Sox, we really didn't know what they were. We didn't know if their pitching could hang. I don't know if it can still, to be honest, but their offense has been nothing short of spectacular as well. The AL East really showing off the bats. And don't forget the Blue Jays. They were surprisingly bad on the other end to start the year. They're coming up fast in that division. So the three teams on there, it's kind of a bit of a different order than I expected, but yet they all have something to be proud about, something that they can build on going into the second half and All-Star break.
Okay, the Orioles, the Sox, who has been most disappointing?
Most disappointing, you'd probably go to the Astros immediately after all the projections this year about how good they were going to be. If you go to the National League side, I would say even the Cardinals just a little bit. They're a good team this year, but I know what those fans expect, what we tend to expect from St. Louis is to be, you know, epically good. And then the Pirates, who just can't figure out how to beat the Cubs. They're hanging right around that 500 marker. NL Central is a tough division, and these teams, I think, have taken the brunt of it. There's still time to fix things. There's still time to correct anything in baseball. Once again, a long season, but, you know, there are some disappointing teams out there. And really, the teams that are really bad this year, the teams that are completely out of the race, I think most of those teams we could have expected, maybe with just the exception of the Twins.
Our very own Andy Pondillo back with us, MLB News and Notes, always sharing some great information and good news. Thanks so much, Andy, for joining us.
No problem.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead right here at YSR. Erica Wesley, author of Fast Pitch, The Untold Story of Softball and Women Who Made the Game. It is time for our book review. We will be right back.